Now into the meat and potatoes of reality radio. Our first guest this week, Kristen Harper, here to talk with us about the girls' night out. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for giving us some time this morning. Kristen, I'll admit, maybe it's because I'm not one of the girls, but I'm not super familiar with girls' night out. So why don't we start there? What is girls' night out?
Sure. So a girls' night out is a community event that was started at least 15 years ago. I'm not sure if I have the exact date right, by two business owners in Phillips, Terry Timmers, who owned Homespun at that time, and Barb Chapman, who owned the Five Senses. And they used it as an opportunity to share all that Phillips had to offer with people and making it fun for participants to check everything out. So fast forward many years later, Barb and Terry have since passed the torch on to me as well as a few other members of the Phillips community, and we're just really excited for the day.
So you mentioned when I asked you off air that you are a member of the, I believe, four-person committee or so. Is that what you would say, is that you guys are the Girls Night Out Committee? Is that the name of the group, if you will?
Yes. So, yes, Girls Night Out Committee, it's myself, Kristen Harper. I own Cabin Creations. Heidi Helmstead, she's the owner at Sign Studio, which is a print business in Phillips. We have Stacy Procknow. She is the branch manager at the Forward Bank in Phillips, as well as involved with our Phillips Area Chamber. And then Kayla Bushman, who also represents the Phillips Area Chamber and is my manager at Cabin Creations.
Now, we do indeed have a girls' night out planned for tomorrow. Why don't we use that as kind of an example of what normally happens? What's the schedule for tomorrow compared to the norm? I'm assuming there's kind of a normal course of events. What's tomorrow look like?
Yep, so tomorrow is the event. We do it once a year. It's always on a Thursday evening. And businesses, we have over 35 of them who are participating. Everything from gift shops to banks, to direct sellers like Norwex, to even like lawyers and gas stations. There's a lot of different people who participate, so it's not just a way to shop your night through. It is a way to learn about businesses that are in Phillips. So there are two groups that participate. One group participates from 1 to 8 p.m., and the other group participates from 4 to 8 p.m. So the 4 to 8 p.m. are businesses that may have other daily things to take care of. So that's where we find Tailored Health, Laby Law, Phillips Senex, Our Savior Lutheran Church, and a few other businesses are from 4 to 8, and then many other ones are from 1 to 8 p.m.
Consideration.
Go ahead. I was going to say, participating is super easy. So what we do is we have something called a passport. Passport is a big half sheet of paper that participants can pick up at the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. That's right on Highway 13. They can be picked up today from 9 to 4 or tomorrow from 9 until whatever time. They will, if it's time for them to leave, they'll put a box outside. And it's a bright purple piece of paper that has a bunch of balloons on it. So what the participants do is they grab one of these passports, they take it to the different businesses and collect a stamp. And if they can get to 20 stamps, and there are at least 35 businesses participating, then they will be entered to win some of our grand prize drawings, which are gift baskets full of all kinds of items that the businesses have donated. If they want to fill out the whole sheet, which is 30 of them, they'll be entered to win some extra things as well.
That sounds like a fantastic way to get steps in on a cooler summer day, I must say, and with some showers potentially in the forecast, but nothing too severe. It'll be the kind of thing to keep you cool and maybe have you spend a couple extra minutes at those businesses. But Kristen, I wanted to highlight the attitude behind this, which I will touch on every chance I get, because I lived in Eau Claire for a while, 6 or 7 years, and I moved back about 4 years ago now, and it really struck me that down there with, you know, over 50,000 people in town, if you offer something at your business that no other business offers, that's going to attract a certain amount of attention. But we're not in Eau Claire. We're in an area where the daily level of success we need to keep a business running or to keep our daily lives running, it often takes just a little bit more effort, I think. And I don't mean that we have to do more than people in Eau Claire do. I just mean that we have different opportunities. And I think that gives us some privileges, like doing things like this, you know, where, yes, it means a little extra work for the business. It means I might be going out and spending a little money when money's a little bit tight. But those kinds of efforts, that's what it takes to keep the Northwoods running and to keep it looking like it does. You know, the best parts of living up here, they come from each of us giving a little bit more, whether it's the customer, whether it's the business owner like yourself. Does that make sense to you? This feels relevant.
Yes, yes. So I think that the idea behind this is to highlight businesses, but there's no obligation for anybody who is participating tomorrow to spend any money. Of course, that always sweetens the deal, but there are some places where you simply can't spend money, but you might learn about the services that they need. And maybe you don't need a will written tomorrow, but maybe, you know, 5 years from now, you say, boy, I remember walking into that place. They were so friendly. Now is the time for me to do that. And you have a connection with somebody. So it is free to participate, and many of the businesses offer some type of special or information or register to win a gift. Maybe they have a free little thing of lotion for you. Maybe there's a discount on a future purchase. Again, it's just a way to share information because we are stronger together. We are meant to, again, be community and support each other when the time is right. So if it isn't right that you need to purchase something tomorrow, that's okay. But maybe 6 months from now, you're invited to a wedding and you need to find a gift. Maybe you have some options for you. So I think it's our way as business owners to show the community what we have and bring people in all at one time, which is kind of nice. We can prepare ourselves for groups of ladies. We generally have throughout the day 200 to 300 women who will participate. And those are people from Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Prentice, Medford, Minocqua, Rhinelander. So we really draw in people, and whatever businesses or paths they decide appeal to them, on the back of our passport, it lists all of the businesses that are participating and a little bit of information that they provided to us. And we also have a QR code on the back, which provides a map, so that you can see where the businesses are located and maybe make a little bit of a plan for your day too.
Well, that's actually what I was just thinking, Kristen, is I'm picturing that person that every group of people has. And let's be real, it's often mom or another woman in the group who takes charge and says, all right, here is the ideal path that we're going to walk to weave between the area businesses. And then we've got 15 minutes for a drive. I mean, like the over planner. Have you ran into anybody who goes way too far in deciding on the path?
Well, we definitely have the passport getter of the groups. So that would be like, all right, I will go to the chamber. I'll get the 10 passports for a group of ladies. So she's taking care of that. We also have an extra bonus. If you bring in a non-perishable food item when you pick up your passport, you are able to enter to win for another gift basket. Those items go to the food pantry here in Phillips. And so there's always a lady who's like, I'll just go to the grocery store and buy all the items. I'll make the donations for everybody so you don't have to do it. And then we definitely have those groups where we see that passport is already highlighted and circled and there's numbers next to it where they've come up with an order. And then we have the ladies who are just like, well, I don't know, this looks like a good place to start. And yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get to where we get to. We'll take whatever time we need. So there's definitely both types of people who participate.
Now, if you could, before we wrap up, Kristen, what kind of things can people expect if they're lucky enough to win a gift basket? Any sneak peek at some of the prizes available? I know it's random chance, but I'm sure I'm prone to it. When I see that we've got prizes for people, I eyeball them, excuse me. And I wonder if you do the same.
Sure. Yep. So I have been peeking in on what people have donated. So the gift baskets are items that are from the businesses that are participating. So we have samples of different products. We have gift certificates. We have chamber dollars. We have like reusable bags. There's just really a nice variety of things. And we'll have at least, I think, 10 to 12 winners of those gift baskets. Plus, many of the businesses will also do a giveaway if you stop into their business. So you'll be able to register for things there as well. And if you are a mom or a grandma or a babysitter of young children, we do have a really cool option. The Phillips Library is offering free childcare for children ages 5 and up through their Teen Advisory Council, and that goes from 3:30 until I think it's 6:30. So if you want an opportunity to go out, but maybe you want a break from the kids, they'll have a very fun, safe environment full of activities where they can go. Again, there's no cost to that. The library is also a stop, so you can get a stamp while you're there. Go about your business for a couple of hours and come back and pick them up, and then everybody gets to have fun.
Pretty safe to assume, Kristen, that people can stop by for a stamp at Cabin Creations tomorrow, too?
Yes. Yep. We actually have three stamps at my store. I'll be joined by Courtney with Mary Kay, and then I have Hannah, who's from Northern Frost Farms. And there will be many places where you can, in one location, get more than one stamp because there will be groups of businesses or extra people there. Maybe there's somebody who bakes. Maybe there's somebody who sells books, whatever it might be. So it doesn't take a long time. You certainly could go from 1 to 8 p.m. if you wanted to, but you could get your 20 stamps in much shorter of amount of time as well. So it doesn't have to be a whole day. You can work it into your schedule as convenient.
It really sounds, Kristen, like there's really no wrong way to do this unless you just don't do it, right? Like, show up, grab a passport, grab some stamps. You might even be able to get multiple stamps in one place. And it's not just, I mean, hey, if you want a stamp collect, you can go ahead and do it. But chances are you'll end up caught by something you didn't even expect that has you glad you're here in the Northwoods because of what business owners like you at Cabin Creations have to offer. Kristen, thank you so much for putting on Girls Night Out, for being part of the committee this year. I look forward to future years and maybe an update on line if we can. Do you guys have a Facebook page or anything where we can follow along with the fun?
We do, yes. We have a Facebook page. It's called Phillips Girls Night Out Event, and we do have a link to that map that I was talking about. We'll have some kind of last-minute ideas. I'm guessing we may need to have umbrellas with us tomorrow. So we'll have some tips and tricks there, as well as, again, passports picked up at the Phillips Area Chamber either today or tomorrow, the day of the event. And then we have balloons kind of outside of the businesses that you'll be able to see, too.
Excellent. We've been talking with Kristen Harper about the Phillips Girls Night Out. Find it on Facebook under Phillips Girls Night Out event. And find Kristen at Cabin Creations. Grab a stamp, or maybe two, or maybe three. Kristen, thank you so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for the chance.
You have a great rest of your day. That's Kristen Harper. She's at Cabin Creations, but she's also one of the committee members for Girls Night Out.